There is a Minhag Yisrael on Shabbos Shira to put birds outside on Shabbos. That's Shabbos Shira. That's Parshas Beshalach when we read the Shira Az Yoshe Moshe, and we go ahead and we feed the birds. Then they explain different reasons or reward for the bird. So the Magen Avraham writes that one should put the crumbs out before Shabbos because you're not allowed to feed wild birds, birds that don't belong to you on Shabbos. And also the Maral writes that one as well should not throw crumbs to the fish during Tashrich on Rosh Hashanah, again, because you can't feed fish that don't belong to you on Yantav. So there's a Minhag Yisrael of feeding the fish with crumbs, and it's a Minhag Yisrael to feed the birds with crumbs. So the Magen Avraham says you should do it on Friday because you can't feed the wild birds, and the Maharil says I don't know about doing it on Rosh Hashanah, but he says you can't do it because on Rosh Hashanah, or he says you at least shouldn't feed the fish on Rosh Hashanah. The eyes are yet to, why do we do it then? Why aren't we concerned with the taina of the Magen Avraham and the Maharil about feeding birds or fish that do not belong to us? So there are a couple of answers given in the postscript. The Magen Avraham writes that since according to the Ran, it's permitted to feed even birds that don't belong to us, because what's the whole reason is because they'll be able to find food on their own. Animals that can find food on their own, you don't feed them, but once you are domestic, are relying on you. But the Ran writes, in the winter time, the food supply is scarce, so even a bird that doesn't belong to you, you know, is okay. Or the Meiri writes in Shabbos that it only applies to something which involves a tircha, an extra effort, a burden. But throwing some crumbs into the river or some crumbs to the birds, it's not a big deal, so it wasn't really yasir. Aruch HaShulchan, quoting others, also defending the minhag about throwing crumbs to the birds, he said, you're doing it not to feed the birds, you're doing it to fulfill the minhag. You're doing it for tikkun ha-midos, to work on yourself. The Chazon Ish says that even the Rambam says you're allowed to feed wildlife even if they're hefker, if they need humans to feed them, it's okay. So therefore, feeding birds in an urban area, when it depends for food, that's okay. The Nishma Shabbos says that if you want to be machmer and follow the Magen Avraham, put out the food before Shabbos and you could uncover it on Shabbos. In fact, they say over the Stipwis custom in the Orchaz Rabbeinu, for some reason he used to feed the birds on Sunday after Shabbos Shira. So those who didn't do it on Friday or Shabbos apparently could rely on doing it on Sunday. So those are, and they point out by Tashrich, by the fish, in other words, Tashrich is happening on Rosh Hashanah, which is Yontif. Shabbos Shira is Shabbos. Even so, there are those shittas that might be mako by that even if you're going to be mako and feed the fish on Rosh Hashanah, however, one has to be careful that if you don't have an Erev and you have to carry it through Rishus HaRabim, so Ochel Nefesh is only Mutter Lachem, Lachem L'Lachlevim, so therefore you have to be careful there's an Erev there and you're permitted to carry. But that's the Minhag Yisrael, even though generally speaking, we don't feed wild animals or fish, birds on Shabbos, but to defend the Minhag of Chai Yisrael, the Aruch HaShulchan, Hakaras HaTov, you're not feeding the birds, there's no tircha. It's really a case where they need, where they, the birds, the fish, they need it because they have no one else to feed them. And if you want to be mach like the Magen Avraham, you could feed, put it out before. And if you forget, you could rely on the minhag of the stipe to do it on Sunday.